There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A recent survey in Argentina reveals that students in Orthodox schools achieve a high level of understanding Hebrew than those attending other Jewish day schools. The survey, conducted by Argentina's umbrella Jewish organization, also found that Orthodox schools devoted more attention to Jewish studies, including learning Hebrew. It specifically focused on three aspects: the Hebrew language, Israel's history and traditions, and the origins of Judaism. The survey, in turn, also noted a need for parents to commit to a level of motivation for their children to relate more to this cause. In a statement, Yaakov Hagoel, the chairman of the World Zionist Organization, affirmed the organization's continued commitment to the teaching of Hebrew in Jewish communities in the diaspora, with an aim to connect more with Judaism whilst preparing students to enter the international workplace. Former congressman and now CEO of the American Jewish Committee, Ted Deutsch, has come out strongly against any changes made concerning the grandchild clause in the law of return. In a recent statement, Deutsch said that the committee stands firm on its belief that it will act to prevent anything which could lead to a rift between Israel, friends, and the Jewish community in the diaspora. He also placed emphasis on this particular point in time, witnessing a rise in anti-Semitism, which should not prevent people from regarding Israel as a place of refuge, adding that any restrictions imposed on the law of return would send out an unsettling and wrong message between Israel and the diaspora, which in this case would affect one part of the global Jewish people being treated differently. Fighting Online Anti-Semitism has just released a report showing that Facebook, Meta, removes the largest amount of anti-Semitic content from its platform. The FOA says that during the past year, the amount of such offensive content amounts to 35%. According to another monitor, Friendly Networks, social media platform TikTok removed 33% worth of anti-Semitic content. Along with Instagram, Meta has the highest removal rate, with a total of approximately 52% of all content monitored by the traffic monitoring system. Toma Aldubi, the founder and CEO of Fighting Online Anti-Semitism, notes that this network, having only been monitored this year, could provide a base from which to launch anti-Semitic Veritrol, adding that any anti-Semitic content distributed on all social media poses a real threat and needs to be dealt with immediately. Meanwhile, the Jewish Agency reports that there is an alarming increase of 50% of anti-Semitic incidents on American campuses since the beginning of the academic school year. According to data presented at the conference of the Israeli American Community Organization, 230 anti-Semitic reports have occurred on campuses during the past few months compared to the same time last year. Much evidence was presented during the conference, such as flyers distributed in neighborhoods declaring that the coronavirus pandemic is a Jewish conspiracy and that Jews have taken over the media. Nati Shupak, the director of the agency's campus envoys, says that anti-Semitic incidents are not a new phenomenon on campuses, noting that in recent months there has been a dramatic radicalization in terms of quantity and nature, with anti-Semitism from the left, from pro-Palestinian progressive groups, from the right, and from fascist groups. And an app which is gaining in popularity has been released, which allows you to talk to whoever you want to from the past. This new artificial intelligence chatbot app simulates historical characters such as Adolf Hitler and other dictators with whom you want to interact. It has since raised serious concern about how neo-Nazis, anti-Semites and far-right activists can abuse this to stir up their movements. Yael Eisenstadt, vice president of the Anti-Defamation League Center for Technology and Society, said in a statement that pretending to have a conversation with Hitler, including other historical anti-Semites, is highly concerning, which will provide fertile grounds for racists. The organization has appealed to developers to re-examine their product and consider completely removing Hitler and other Nazi figures. Chada, the app's creator, says whilst the intent is to accurately depict historical figures, he doesn't want to give neo-Nazis a platform for hate, assuring that if the model's output is racist, sexist, or hateful in content, it will be completely deleted. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.